Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back at 7 till. Thanks for hanging out with me, Rob Jolliss. 12th anniversary, Rob. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
And I know your mother is so proud of you, of all the things you've done as a member of our Brain Trust. I know that's right there on the top of our list. So we're glad we could make that happen for you, Rob. Rob, folks, is the president of Jolliss & Associates, the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them to the studio. And Rob, tell us how they can find you online.
JOLLES.com is the easiest way to do it. And I hope you go there, and I hope you link up to the Blarticle, and let me talk to you about once a week.
The registered trademark Blarticle. So check that out, folks. Yes, folks, he does have that kind of mind, but that's one of the things we love about him. Hey, Rob, one of the things that we've been talking about this week with some other folks is how the words we choose when we communicate with people are a big deal. Words are important. And we talked earlier with one of my team building experts, with Christian Arnold, about how to use the right words with our team. So talk to us about how to use the right words with customers.
Well, and thank you. And by the way, not to shove that Blarticle up on the plate again, but I don't really like the word blog, because that's just sort of, it's not enough for me.
That's because you have that kind of mind.
So I put them together. By the way, now in the Urban Dictionary, the word Blarticle, but I digress. Let's talk about words. For me, and that's another nice thing that Xerox taught me, really how to kind of economize and use the right words. But I got a great reminder of it last week, because I wrote a Blarticle about Jeremy Lin, of all things. And I really like...
Tell the audience who Jeremy Lin is.
Jeremy Lin's that basketball player that you might have heard about in New York. He kind of came from nowhere, given a second chance.
Yep.
I actually compared him to Seabiscuit and talked about how he really captured the imagination.
Now you
got to
tell
them
who Seabiscuit was.
Oh, my. Seabiscuit. Early 30s.
A horse
that
race
everybody
horse.
Gave up on.
Yeah, okay. That's all we need to know. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Don't bring up any more names, though. We don't have enough time.
Okay. All right. But what I did was I actually, just one word, I actually referred to both of those figures as heroes. And I got a really interesting comment from somebody who said, nicely, I'm not sure the word hero is quite right. I say that Jeremy Lin and Seabiscuit are inspirations, more inspirations than heroes. Aren't those brave men and women who fight in our military, who put out fires,
right,
who come in ambulances, aren't
they
the
heroes? Ones who run toward 911.
Exactly. And I sort of sat back and I thought about my dad who hit the beach in Normandy, and so many people. I thought, Jeremy Lin, wonderful story, is not a hero. He's an inspiration.
Yeah.
And it launched me to think, wow, the right words are really important in sales and in life.
I agree with you 100%, and I'll tell you, one of the things, if you're going to be successful in selling, you have to learn how to use the language, and you have to try to be more accurate as possible. You've got to use, you don't need have to use big words, but you got to know the difference between an inspiration and a hero, so that you can talk to people in a very precise way. I think precise language, not fancy language, not over the top language, not talking down to people language. You can be precise, and not do any of those things. What do you think, Rob?
You want to make a quick sales message out of this? Let's do it. Do you know that one of the most misunderstood concepts in selling, as simple as it sounds, is the concept of what a benefit is? People think, if I ask somebody what a benefit of a jar that holds water is, they'll tell you, well, it'll keep it from spilling. They'll give you all sorts of benefits. Wrong. You know what a benefit is? It's the specific value to the client. It's what the client said they wanted to do. In other words, it's those words that the client was using. And once again, here come the words again. We think the right word is the one that we got out of the manual when we're learning about features and benefits.
Right.
But the right word is the one the client told us
he
wanted it to do.
You are exactly right. And if you'll pick up on those words, and I'll tell you something else. When I'm calling on somebody and they use a word that I know is one of their favorite words, I write it down.
It's amazing how tight a solution can be when I say, and Jim, the main reason why I'm recommending that bottle over there is you had told me you wanted something that was a little safer for the audience, for your client, and this will do that. Let me tell you why I say it. But I'm using your words.
And you might even say to use your word. I mean, people like that. Hey, Rob, I've got to wrap it up. You know how this works. Thanks for 12 great years. We'll see you next time. Let's do 12 more.
Okay. All right.
Rob Jollis, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.